welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Derek.
This is Mark.
And I'm Sam.
So governments now must have national competition.
Then what was it we were having previously?
National talk call session. What is my schedule for the day, Lim?
Well, Minister, today is the day we roll out the National Conversation Program.
Excellent. Where shall we go first?
May I suggest we go to where the masses have their lunch.
Good. The bus is here. Let's take it.
Excuse me. Do you know if this bus goes to Toa Payoh? The driver doesn't speak English.
Lim, our very first opportunity to have a national conversation. Good afternoon, fellow citizen. Aren't we all going to Toa Payoh, metaphorically speaking?
Actually, I'm getting off closer to Braddell.
Indeed! Not all of us have the same destination in our Singapore story, even if we bought the same bus.
But I think this 155 bus goes into Circuit Road and it's quite a long detour. Do you think I should get off and change to a more direct bus?
I think you should stay on board for the long haul and make it work. We mustn't look for short-term solutions to long-term issues.
Thanks. I think I'll just get down here and take cab.
Minister, this is also our stop.
You see? We all get off together.
Minister, may I suggest we eat at that coffee shop?
Marvellous. More opportunities for national conversations. And I am famished.
Hello, you want to order what?
Rice and dishes. The staple that sustains the honest good working folk of Singapore.
Yeah. Economy rice. You want what?
As a seller of economy rice, what are your views of having a less aggressive immigration policy and its impact on economic growth?
Huh? You don't want rice, is it? I also got porridge.
Exactly. Slowing down immigration is easier to swallow. But you may get hungry faster.
You just want a chai, is it? Two meat, one vegetable, or two vegetable, one meat?
I understand expectations have changed. Where in the past, people were satisfied with a bowl of rice and one side dish. But now, we seek quantity and quality.
Hey, behind got many people waiting lah. Quickly order leh.
Lim, why don't you take care of the ordering while I visit the washroom? Hello, good sir, in the next cubicle. How are we today?
Bangsai day.
Right. You sound like you have trouble expressing your innermost concerns. Is it because the environment is not conducive, or do we need more portals for national expression?
I think got enough cubicle lah. But the toilet paper very thin, and I have to use a lot.
So you are overwhelmed by the amount of paperwork. What alternatives do you have for us to ease your burden?
I heard Japan got those spray water toilet bowl, very good one.
So you are suggesting a bottom-up approach?
Yes, like that I will keep my hands clean.
Yes. We must try to get ahead without corruption.
Day, your side got any more paper or not?
Of course, you may have some of mine. We should be an inclusive society and always try to bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots. Here, use my new paper.
The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com, and we've been having national conversations since 2005. National bowel movements even earlier than that.
Now you make me want to go toilet.